This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Here, I would like to mention a very, very important point, which is some brothers, they approach sisters who are finding difficulties in their marriages, and they tell them that you get divorced or you get khul, I will help you to do that. And once you are divorced, I will get married to you. This is haram. This is big haram. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ خَبَّمَ امْرَأَةً عَلَى زَوْجِهَا. He's not one of us who makes a lady hates her husband. Even if her husband is evil, even if her husband is neglecting her, it is not for you, while you are interested in getting married to her, it is not for you to be the one to judge that. You cannot be the judge, the juror, the executor. Yeah, you cannot do that. Let her apply for khul. Don't even encourage her. Yeah? Okay, while you are interested in marrying her, let her apply for khul, okay, for divorce, whatever. Once she is divorced, or once she has been given the khul by her husband, or once she is given fasakh by the Islamic court, and then her idda comes to an end, then you can go to the sister and tell her that you are interested, or you can go to her wali, okay, not to the sister. This is how it should be done. But as some brothers and some sisters do it while the person is married, while the sister is married, and they approach her and tell her that, oh, we will help you because you are in a difficult situation, etc. And once you are divorced, then we'll get married to you. No, this is a big haram. Okay. Yeah.
Last question from me. This is again from my sister. She found you, mashallah, really.